Now the Lord Jesus says in verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. And I think God takes all of us and brings us along in the knowledge of the Word of God. And friends, the knowledge of the Bible doesn't mean that we're worshiping a book. Well, this is not bibliolatry we're talking about. When you know the Word of God and begin to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God, you begin to know God and to know Christ. And also, this training that he's been talking about of suffering in the world. Paul says that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. That is something that God's people are absolutely, they're stagnant. They've reached a stalemate. They're not growing in the knowledge of Christ, and you can't apart from the Word of God. And he's saying to you and me today, I have yet many things to say unto you. We don't know it all. We need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. Now, how can we? Just reading the Bible is not the answer alone. Howbeit, listen to him, verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth. Now, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Notice what he'll do. When he has come, and the Spirit of God now has come into the world, and among the things that he does is in the life of the believer, he is the Spirit of truth. And the second thing he'll do, he'll guide you into all truth. Why? Well, third thing, he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. That's the fourth thing. And fifth, and he'll show you things to come. The sixth thing, he'll glorify me. And the seventh thing, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now, these are steps that he'll take. When the Spirit of truth is come, he's going to guide us into all truth. He'll teach us the Word of God. Now, what are the tests? Well, one of the things is he'll not speak of himself. Now, let me say this, and I want to say it very carefully, and so will you hear it very thoughtfully, and it's this. When you hear today these meetings where they're constantly talking about the Holy Ghost here, Holy Ghost there, Holy Ghost something else, and they're constantly talking about that. I listened on the radio sometime, a man, he says, we're having a Holy Ghost revival, a Holy Ghost is working, a Holy Ghost is doing this. And you know, the minute that he said all those things, I knew that the Holy Ghost was not working. Why? Well, because the Lord Jesus made it very clear. He'll not speak of himself. And how do you know when he's working? He'll glorify me. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. My friend, when you're in a meeting or in a Bible study, and all of a sudden you get a glimpse of the Lord Jesus, and he becomes wonderful to you, and the Savior becomes very real and meaningful to you, that's the time the Holy Spirit was working, because he's hiding himself and he's revealing Christ. That's the important thing. Now listen to verse 15. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and he'll show it unto you. In other words, the Lord Jesus again is making himself equal with God. All things that the Father hath are mine. What the Father is, what he has, they're mine. And he'll take of mine. And that means he'll take the things of God and show them unto you. And he alone can do that. Paul says, eye hath not seen, neither hath ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You see, the Spirit is the one that searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. And he alone can show these things to us.